Pastor Jose Rafael is the first through the doors of La Funeraria del Pueblo on a bright sunny morning. He needs help.
Miriam Colindres Ochoa vive en la colonia Los Pinos.
This is representing Miriam Carmen, passed away late last night. And she's from a very poor family. They didn't have any money for the funeral.
But she was only 34.
34 años, tres niños y madre soltera.
Single mother, 34 years old, and she had three children. She died of the violence that is within our city. She received four bullet wounds. He wants to appreciate and be thankful for the service provided by the mayor and his funeraria.
And do you know who killed her?
No. No, apareció ahora en la mañana ella.
She was found early this morning with four gunshot wounds, and this is happens daily here in Tegucigalpa.
In the 5 days we spend with the people's funeral service, we see the impact of extreme levels of violence firsthand. The causes are complex. Gangs and guns have been prevalent in Honduras for decades. Then a coup in 2009 brought a wave of political killings. Now, according to Sergio Baer, an economist and sociologist, it's the presence of drug cartels and their influence on the authorities that have increased the fear and the numbers who die.
Police, military involved with drug cartels, they will set up buy and sell points throughout the neighborhoods. They will fight it out amongst different gangs. Each of these gangs has, police and military in them. Each of these gangs has access to weapons. And each of those gangs are not afraid to use violence.
But the People's Funeral Service doesn't only help the relatives of the murdered. Any poor family can request its assistance. This was the vision of the mayor of Tegucigalpa, Ricardo Alvarez.
People were being buried on black plastic garbage bags. So I said that cannot continue happening in my country, in my city. And I've been doing this for the last 6 years, and now it's my 7th year.
Well, we're travelling quite slowly through the streets of Tegucigalpa because we're following the pickup truck that belongs to the People's Funeral Service. And Johnny and Fernando are on board there. And they're taking an empty coffin. We're on our way down to the morgue. The funeral service got a call to say that a family of somebody who's died in an accident needed their services, so we're taking the coffin for them. But Johnny's also heard that there's another family waiting there at the morgue for the release of a body of a loved one, somebody who's a victim of violence. We hear about killings every day we're in the capital. The newspapers are full of gruesome photos of victims who have been gunned down in the street. The National Human Rights Commission calculates there's a violent death every 74 minutes in this small Central American nation. It feels like an epidemic. At least that's what Jose Abelino tells us when we meet him at the wake of his 19-year-old nephew.
Yo estoy aquí porque la verdad que mi sobrino me lo mataron.
I'm here because my nephew was murdered. They were standing at a street stall having a soft drink. Suddenly, a car drove by and the people inside started shooting.
And is this something that happens often in an area like yours?
Sí, en esa...
Yes, in the area where I live, killings happen almost continuously. At night, you can't go out because it's just too dangerous.
This is the reality of life here. At least staff at the People's Funeral Service, like Johnny Alexander Osorio Hernandez, are able to lighten the load for some of the bereaved.
Nosotros lo hacemos pues solidarizando con las familias pues dolientes.
The service provided by the People's Funeral Home is a service based on solidarity for the families. In most cases, these are very, very poor families. He says that he also hurts with the families because of this violent situation going on in the country.
The tentacles of that violence touch everyone in Honduras. But it's the poor, the clients of La Funeraria del Pueblo, who continue to bear the brunt of this nation's inability to confront the killers.